This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Vivian Nontell, a real deal, a 21st century mystic and spiritual guide who overcame an abusive childhood, deep depression, advanced cancer, and even a brush with death by harnessing the power of yoga and her own spiritual energy. Vivian is the author of Becoming the Light, Realize Your True Enlightened Nature. Vivian, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, my pleasure.
So Vivian, for starters, tell us, what inspired you to write this book, Becoming the Light?
It was a inner knowing that I had when I was in my late 20s. I always knew I was going to write a book, but I had no idea this was going to be this kind of book. And when I went through a major depression, oh, that was a big journey, and attempted to commit suicide, and now I overcame that, and that I came back to life when they found me in a coma after 5 days. I was blue, asphyxiating to death. Soon after that, I eventually moved to California, and I was hit with advanced cancer. And what occurred there was also another miracle in how I started working with the Ascended Master and working with, I was already on the spiritual path at the time, and I was doing a lot of intense spiritual practices, yogic practices, and it was phenomenal how I recover and how I came back from this very intense journey with advanced cancer. So I knew when after I recover over several years, I knew I had to write that book. The time had come. I knew what it was going to be. And when I was going through my cancer journey, I won't tell the whole story because it's very long. That's why I wrote this book, and it's 450 pages, and it's I've been told it's a very captivating story, and it's filled with wisdom and timeless wisdom. I almost died of anaphylactic shock reaction to the chemotherapy, Eric, and agonizing, and it's how I came back to that is truly a miracle. And so what I started doing there with meditation, very specific meditation I was doing, and powerful pranayama, which is really working with energy. And I was seeing so many of my dear friends who passed away, many of them here actually where I live, for some reason is the highest rate of breast cancer in the country. And so anyhow, I'm giving you a long answer for your question.
No problem at all. We certainly appreciate the details shared so far. Now, talk to us about your experience with advanced breast cancer and how you use your mind, body, and spirit to fight this.
Well, I want to make sure the listener, some of you might have heard that, but to realize that within our own being, we are not separated from the source, whatever we call it, you know, the absolute truth. You know, we have this magnificent divinity within ourselves. So I'm not anyone special. We all have the same inner power. And I just learn how to tap into it, you know, through my spiritual awakening and being on the spiritual path. And I was already for quite some time when I was hit with advanced cancer. It was a blessing, Eric. I looked at it as a spiritual ascension, and it was. What occurred there was so phenomenal, and like I said, it's impossible to talk in depth because to understand what occurred through my journey, you would have to understand more about the yogic tradition and what is it, the power that we have within our own being, that when we realize that we're not disconnected, we're not separated from the divine, whatever we call it, because, you know, this is beyond religion. This is really about the source, that we are not separated. And that realization really brings such an immense grace in our life, and how we can overcome any major challenges, especially when it comes to health challenges. And at the time, I didn't want to do the traditional cancer treatment. I felt they were barbaric, but my ex-husband at the time was feeling a lot of pressure from the doctor and my ex-husband, and I felt like the whole atmosphere here was not conducive for healing. My intention at the time was just to do holistic and working on the metaphysical level to heal myself, and also with food. And I did a lot of those things, and of course with the yogic practices. What I did essentially was doing specific, I felt very guided, and I talk about that in my book, what are the meditation I was doing. It's beyond the mind, Eric. It's so beyond the mind. Like I said, it's when you know how to tap into this divine energy, and you know how to heal your own body, because essentially it's not our being doing it, it's the source, that energy coming through us. So I accepted to go through the treatment to help, I felt, okay, maybe it's best that I do it, so it would be, my ex-husband would be more at peace at the time, because I was completely fine to just doing it the way I felt, completely guided. And on that first chemotherapy, I had a severe anaphylactic shock reaction. And that's where I go into the story. And that would take half an hour to tell the whole story. And it was very powerful with a cure there. And I almost died. It was, I don't know how to put into words how I survived that. And I felt very guided after that, and that's one aspect of my book, of my journey, because we don't realize our health. When I mean our health, it's every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of this is, we're touched by everything of our being. So when we realize that we are not separated being, that we are one with the source, you know, you allow the grace to flow. And especially if your intention is strong and you want to feel guided, you listen deep inside and guidance do come.
Vivian, if you would, talk about some of the most profound moments that you experienced on your journey, and how did they stay with you and influence you?
Oh my God, I had so many powerful, transformative moments, painful and joyous and blissful. It doesn't matter what they were. They're all about transforming our being to awaken us to our own divinity. We could use that word or just use self-realization or enlightenment, because most people don't realize the potential, the full potential that all of us, we have, all of us human beings, we have this endless, infinite potential within our being. So they're all about transforming us, and really breaking boundaries, because enlightenment, it's all about breaking boundaries, to expand those boundaries, expand, go beyond our own limitation and the mindset that most people have. And most people put themselves into little cages, and I was one of them. So to answer your question, Eric, is to my being, it was all about to realize my true nature. It's because this is what it's all about, to realize our true divine nature, that we are beyond the body, we are beyond the mind. We can transcend that. And, oh my God, I had so many when I was a little girl, when I felt the Virgin Mary from... Since I was a little girl, I was already going through a spiritual awakening. And when I almost died of the chemotherapy, when I was agonizing from the anaphylactic shock reaction, I had a very powerful experience with Jesus Christ, energetically, not religiously, because I'm not a religious person. Being on the spiritual path is really beyond everything, you know, socioeconomic background, especially religion, and everything that is man-made, it's truly being a seeker. And that's the part I don't want to reveal, because it's so poignant and it's so deep and profound that it must be read through the story. And with my spiritual master, especially with Sadhguru, and particularly what I experience when I go into samadhi, experiencing what is to be free from the body, to experience a state of ecstasy, of what is our true nature, what we call in the yogic tradition Satchit Ananda, which comes from Sanskrit, and without going into long detail, but sat, it means just truth, absolute truth. So chit, sat, that's ultimate absolute truth, and then after that, omnipresent, that you are completely feeling the oneness of what is the absolute truth. And ananda means bliss. And bliss is not in term of joy. It's not like the common joy that we experience as human being. It's, you can't describe it into words. It's very intoxicating. And we all have it within ourselves. And so ultimately, all my very deep moments, they have been very transformative to realize my true nature, enlightenment. And when I met His Holiness the Dalai Lama, was so beautiful. The dance we had together, how he came and put his forehead on my forehead and bowing down. I have had, oh my God, Eric, I have had so many phenomenal moments in my life with the animals also. When I rescued, you know, animal, when I did some volunteering with my deaf dog, when home I would go in hospice, and I remember a story with this woman who was dying. I mean, I have my book is filled with those moments, because that's what is walking the spiritual path. It's, you are really breaking boundaries and limitation, and you experiencing such duality, and then it's all about transcending that.
And thanks for sharing what we could expect in reading your book, Becoming the Light. Today we're joined by Vivian Nontell, a 21st century mystic and spiritual guide and author of Becoming the Light, Realize Your True Enlightened Nature, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Vivian, how can this book help people suffering from chronic problems such as depression or anxiety?
Oh, it can guide them so much, to give them some insight about what it is, the power we have within ourselves. It's filled with so much insight, because I walk the path. It's from on truth to truth, from darkness to light, ignorance to enlightenment. So if one is willing, and just a little willingness from the person, open and wanting to learn and to see what it is for someone who walked that path, and I have. And that's why it's so valuable, because that was one of the reasons also why after I came out of my cancer journey, I felt I must write this book, no matter what it's going to take, because it can help so many, many people who are lost, especially depression, like what we talk. And because I have gone through such a severe depression, I used to have anxiety attack. I overcame that all on my own, because I was so connected with the world of the beyond, with celestial being, that I always felt I was capable of listening to that voice and follow the guidance. And so not only it can guide someone, because it can also inspire, and that's what I've been told from people so far. I get emails and the reviews from people have been extraordinary, and from book review as well, because it's so genuine and so pure. And my story is the universal story. It's so intimate and personal, and yet it's so universal. And it can uplift the person, it can inspire, and ultimately it's up to the reader to take action how you want to live your life. Do you want to live a life of suffering and misery, or you want to come out of it? And the wise, this is what I learned when I was younger, Eric. The wise one learn from the one who have walked the path. And if you can be that humble, just a little humbleness, and make yourself willing, this book can open up an unmanageable gate to a transformation, to the beginning of a new life. And anxiety attack and depression, all of those things, ultimately it's our own doing, because the biggest obstacle is our mind. And the mind patterns, all the conditioning, you know, we all are grow up, and especially in today's world we live, I mean, there's so many dysfunctional families, there's so many influences from society, from government, from authority, especially from family of origin. And all of this, when we grow up, we are influenced, and it's all deeply embedded, you know, into our unconscious mind, and it rules our life, and we are that's what forms the personality, all the brainwashing, the conditioning as we grow up, all of that. When you go on a spiritual path, and especially if you are initiated into yogic practices and you work with energy, what we call pranayama, and doing deep meditation, it's pure purification. You get rid of all of that stuff that was accumulating. And it's very liberating. It's about really freeing oneself. So the book can really shed light on a world that you don't even know that it exists, the potential that we have as human beings. Now, it's up to the reader what they want to do with it. But I've been told that, oh my God, for some people, it was life transforming. But the power, it's in your hands, and it's depending what you do with it.
Folks, this is some of the highlights that you can expect in the book, Becoming the Light, Realize Your True Enlightened Nature. Vivian, certainly appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get more information on you and this book, Becoming the Light, and pick up the book as well?
It is all over here in America at Barnes & Noble. And also on Amazon.com. And by the way, if I may share that, in the last couple of weeks, it became one of the bestsellers in personal transformation, and that's exactly what we talk about. Personal transformation is to break free from that personality that brings so much misery and suffering. And it became also one of the bestseller on spirituality and self-help. And I'm a spiritual guide. I'm here to, you know, as a mystic and a yogini, and I do many things, and I'm just as an instrument of grace and the divine. And if anyone wants to read more, you could go visit my website at viviannantel.com. Nantel, the last name, Nantel.com. And I have some, I'm on social media on Facebook, and I have some videos on YouTube. Like I said, I'm just an instrument, staying open. It's a beautiful thing for anyone of us to stay open and willing and allow grace to come in our life.
And just as the Bible says, it says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. And that is truth. If we are open and are humble, as you had mentioned earlier, humble, have a humble attitude, you certainly will find the truth. And thanks so much, Vivian, and have a great day. And thanks for joining us here today on Health Radio.
Oh, it was wonderful. And I want to send blessings, sending blessing and love to everyone who has been listening. And one last word is just go out there and explore the magnificence of your true nature.
And Vivian, have a prosperous and happy 2019. We've been speaking with Vivian Nantel, a 21st century mystic and spiritual guide and author of Becoming the Light, Realize Your True Enlightened Nature. And for further details, you can get all the details and information and on the book as well at viviannantel.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.